before Zrika went on top of the Begid. V'dam oilu l'malo, and dam from a korban oilu went on top of that. So pshita toyin kibbutz, that this Begid now you're going to have to wash, because the bottom blood that's touching the Begid, that's from the dam chatis. So pshita toyin kibbutz, even though it was covered up on top with dam oilu, so what? But l'maisa, the dam chatis is absorbed in the Begid, pshita you'll have to make a kibbutz. But boy, Rav, where did Rav have a shiloh? What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say dam oilu lamato. The dam from the korban oilu went on the bottom part of the begad, like went first on the begad. And the dam chatis lamalo, and dam now from the korban chatis went on top of the dam from the korban oilu. So ma, what's the locha? Mishum nageyahu, is it enough just that the dam is touching the begad? That's what makes you have to wash off the begad? If so, v'ho nageyah. Here also, l'maisa, the dam of the chatis is at least touching the begad. True, the dam oilu went in first, but on top of the dam oilu is the dam chatis, is touching the begad. Aduma, maybe no, mishum baluhu. Maybe that it is a din, that if the dam chatis goes on the begad, you have to wash it only when the dam is balua, only if the dam is absorbed inside the begad. For ho, loy balua. And over here, the dam is not absorbed in the begad. L'maisa, the dam is like on top of the begad, but not absorbed in the begad. So that's the shalom, that it is a din. You have to wash the begad when dam chatas comes on it. Is it enough just to touch it, or does it have to be balua, absorbed inside it? So Mara says, Hoda poshti after Rav had his shalom, then he himself answered it. And he said, Diyein toin kibbus. And he said, it's not toin kibbus, that you would not have to wash off this begad. In other words, he said that the dam chatas is only if it's balua, if it gets absorbed in the kli. But if it's not absorbed in the kli, in the begad, then it's not toyin kibbutz. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Pshitali, to me it's simple, that dam al bigdoi chaitzitz. Let's say you have a begad that's tamei, and there's a din you have to be mtevel, you want to make a tor, so there can't be a chatzitza, you can't have any dirt like on the begad, a chatzitza between the water and the begad. What's going to be if there's a blood stain on the begad? So chaitzitz, pshita is called a chatzitza. I would have thought maybe it's absorbed in the begad. No, it's called a chatzitza, and therefore it's chaytzes linyan tefila. But what's going to be vim tabachu? Let's say the person that's wearing this begad is a butcher or is a sheikhit, and Rashi says sheinem makpid b'dam shabidoi. He doesn't care if there's blood on his begad because he always walks around with blood on the begad. So if so, then the din is ain't a chaytzes. It's not called a chatzitza. In other words, since it's only a miyut, it's a small amount of the begad that has this chatzitza. So we know the klal is that a miyat sheina chaytzeitz is not called sheina makpid is not called a chatzitza. But since a tabuch is not makpid on it, it's not considered a chatzitza. And the same thing he says, revav al bigdoi, you have an oil stain or anything that Rashi says shumin chaylev shavo a wax stain on your begad, so chaytzeitz also is called a chatzitza, even though it's only a miyat, a small amount. But minastam people are makpid. They don't want to have stains or dirt on their clothing. So therefore, it's called a chatzitza. But what's going to be the moicher revafu? Let's say this person sells fats. This person sells wax. Then it doesn't bother him if he has some wax or stains on his clothing. That's what he's used to the whole time. It's not called a chatzitza. It's a miyat shein makpid. It's not called a chatzitza. That's pshita. But now, boy, you rub out a show like this. What's going to be dam or revav al bigdoi? Let's say both. The person has a blood stain and a wax stain or an oil stain on his begad. Ma, what's the locha? So where says, let's see. In tabuch, where there's only a sheikhit, so pshit is called a chatzitza. Typically, mishum revav. The maisa, there's an oil stain there, and that he doesn't like. Vi moicha revavu, if this person is a person that sells his fats, still, typically, mishum dam. Listen, there's still some blood on the begad. That's what makes the chatzitza. So what's your shayla? Let's read the case is, I need my shaylas like this. What's going to be the yovid hovi ho? Let's say this person does two things. He's a sheikhit, he shechs animal, and he also sells wax. And now on his coat, he has both stains. He has a blood stain and a wax stain. So what's the loch? Is it called a chatzitza here or not? What's your shayla? That maybe the svar would be achoda lekopid. Maybe only on one stain he's not makpid because he's used to it. But maybe atarti kopid, Now that he has two stains there, both a blood stain and an oil stain, maybe he's matmid. I do, and maybe no. I do more. Our tati namila kopid. The mice, since this person does two things, he's a sheikh that he sells revav, he's not matmid on either of them. So is a shayla. And therefore, take in the this, rather blind by shayla. This, he did not have a pshitas, that this would be called a chatzitz or not, he'd blind by a shayla. Hajun alecho dam chatis. Now the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, Tful Yom. But Tful Yom means the kohen that was tummy by day. He touched the sheretz and he went to the mikvah. Just it didn't come here shemesh, it didn't become evening yet. It's not after tesach, it's not tesach of him. So locker is, he's all setit kochim. The same thing in Mechusa Kippurim. Let's say a kohen that was a zav or a mitzvira. So even though he went to the mikvah today, and even though it became nighttime already, it's already after tesach of him, still he's also teet kachim, or Tumah brings his carbon. That's called the Mechusa Kippurim. He's missing his carbon. So until tomorrow, until Tumah brings his carbon, also he's not allowed to eat kachim. So locher is einam cholkem a kachim. They're not allowed to take now a portion from a carbon like Amanas lechol erev, even though they only have intentions to eat it at nighttime. And even though at nighttime they're allowed to eat the meat, but I call upon him, b'shash, you take the chilek. B'shash, you take your portion, you have to be fit right now to eat it. And since here they're not fit to eat it right now, they have no right to take a portion now, even though they have intentions for eating it by night. Oinein, let's say a kain that was meisli echem mikroivov, one of his relatives died, so he's called an oinein, and he has the chiv avelis. So, in special, b'yem ha-misa, the day the person died, he's called an oinein minatayra. And the laila after that, halacher is, it's only midrabbanim. But I call upon him when he's an oinein, he's also oset hikachim. But still the halacher is, oinein is nogeya. He's allowed to touch kachim. Even though he's not allowed to eat it, but not the pshat that he's tameh, he's not tameh. So therefore he's allowed to touch kachim. If he touches it, it does nothing wrong. So oinein is nogeya. Just being a makrib, he's not allowed to bring kabonis. The shas is an oinein, he can't be makrib kabonis. The same thing, v'yena chaylik, lechol erev. He's not allowed to take a portion now of meat, almanah tidit at night time. Since the mice are now, he's not fit to eat kachim, so like the ratio, a kohen is not fit to eat kachim, he has no right to take a portion to be cholik. Baalei mumin. Let's say you have a kohen that's a baal mum, something wrong with him. Now, bein baalei mumim kavuim, whether the mum is kavua, it's not going to go away at all. Bein baalei mumim waivrim, whether it's a baal mum, that will go away, after it heals up, it will go away. Halachar is cholkin v'yechlin. Right now, they're allowed to take a portion from the korban and eat it. A balmum is allowed to eat from kachim. So therefore, he's allowed to take a chelik also. Avulei makrivim. But he's not allowed to bring, do the avoida. The doctor of the Pasuk says, kolish Hashem by mum, yizeran akein, le'igash lakim zish Hashem. That means he can't do avoida. But eating, he's allowed to eat from the kachim. Now, the Mishnah says the klal again, V'chol shein aroya la'avoido en achelik babosa, which really the Gemara says means chutz mi bali mumim, mean excluding a bal mum. But otherwise, any kohen is not fit to do the avoido, he's also not fit usually to eat, and therefore he has no right to take a chelik from the bosa. And echnam, your bal mum is different. But excluding a bal mum, there's a klal of kol shein aroya la'avoido. Any kohen is not fit to do the avoido, is an achelik babosar. He also can't take from the bosar. For chol shein loy babosar, any kohen that has no right to take a portion from the bosar is the same thing. Ein loy boiris. He has no din to take the skin either, even though the skin of the behemo has nothing to do with eating. But still, the prophet says that the kohen that takes the meat, he takes the skin. So if a kohen is not fit to take the bosa, because he's not fit to eat the bosa, who would then he has no right to take from the skin? Now the Mishnah says, afilu tomei b'shazrikas domin. Let's say the kohen was tomei b'shazrikas domin of the korban, but fitoi b'shaz hektach alovim. Later at night when they burned the korban, he's already tor. He was a mechus, he was a tful yoin by day, b'shaz they made his rikas adam. But then at night time, b'shaz, they're ready to burn the korban, he's already tor. still the din is ein chilek b'basar. He has no right to take from the basar of this meat, of this korban. Shenema, because the pasuk says, Hamakriv is dam ashlamim v'yasachelim b'me'aron loisiyah shoykiyamin l'mana. In other words, which kohen has a right to take a portion from the basar, has a right to get a chelek teeth from the basar? Only Hamakriv, only the korban had a right to do the avoda. See, if Peshasta did the avoda, Peshasta made his rikas adam, he was tummy. He was not fit to do the avoda of this korban. Senechnami, the din is he has no right to teach from it. Even though Bishas eating, or Bishas at night time, even to make the Akhtara burning, really is fit, but still he cannot do it. And really we'll see in the Gemara that it means you have to be Torah really from the beginning until then. And let's say Bishas Rika Saddam, the Kohen was Torah, and he first became Tommy late after this Rika, and then he becomes Torah again by night time, also it won't help. Which Kohen could eat from the Basar only if he's Torah, if he's ready to do the Avodah from the beginning until the end? But if he's not fit, if he's Tomei, even though later, or even though later becomes Tor, that's the din of the Mishnah, the din of the Pasuk, he's not fit to eat from the Korban. Now the Gemara says, Minoha Nimili, how do we notice from somewhere as Lakish, the Pasuk says,